There was a thump from across the room, then the hum disappeared. The house was hushed again. Only quiet drips remained. Perfect timing. I rushed to the closed bathroom door and knocked hurriedly, now shivering in my towel. After a few seconds, the door yanked open, warming me instantly with a wall of steam, but gazing back through the haze was not Sloane. It was a glistening god. Lucas stood in the doorway, hands busy tucking the corner of a plush white towel slung low across his hips. Beads of moisture clung across his torso, muscles gleaming. He reached to run a hand through his messy, wet chestnut hair, shaking out moisture. I stood mute, watching. After a long moment, I gathered myself together and took stock of my unwitting reaction. I clamped my gaping jaw firmly shut and took a deep breath. But I couldn't quite remember what I was supposed to say. Why am I here again? Lucas gazed back at me directly, the darkened wet hair making his emerald eyes glow more intensely.
Just hopped out, so you're a little late.
His smirk was mischievous.
But I could probably be persuaded.
Reason returned rapidly as heat rushed to my face. Who does he think he is? My mouth made incoherent noise as I stumbled over my words for a response. Lucas wet his grinning lips as he stared back, clearly amused by my fluster. He said nothing, just let me flounder in front of him. Finally, his chuckle broke the awkwardness.
Relax, kid, I'm just playing.
He moved to paw again at his hair in the fogged mirror before looking back at me, one eyebrow raised.
Unless, maybe, I'm not the one you were hoping to catch?
That's it. He was toying with me, trying to shake me on purpose. Maybe that would be preferable, I snapped back, my voice returned, but I'm just here for the shampoo. He paused, seeming to notice my own towel-attired state for the first time. My stomach dropped as his eyes did a quick once-over. I did not own oversized towels. He suppressed a quick grin before averting his eyes and turning toward the shower.
Anything else?
I settled in across from her and took in the rest of the cheerful white kitchen for the first time. Not too shabby for a hideout, I must say. I glanced back at Lucas, noting his striped ruffled apron several sizes too small. It was fairly adorable. Didn't know it would come with a personal chef.
Nah, don't let him fool you,
Sloane tossed back jokingly. He's just trying to show off. Doubt you'll ever see him in there again. A soft scoff sounded from the other side of the kitchen, but Lucas didn't dare turn back. He pretended to not be listening at all. I caught a barely perceptible shake of his head. Maybe Sloane knows how to embarrass him. It was a satisfying thought. I decided to feed the urge. So, I gushed loudly. You have to tell me. How was your date? Sloane read the situation immediately. She glanced to Lucas's back with a wicked grin. I don't know. I think he might be it. The one. Oh? I hadn't expected that. I had just wanted to rub the date in Lucas's beautiful meddling face. Really? For his part, Lucas continued to fake immersion in his cooking tasks, but I could sense the tension as he listened. His movements became very slow and deliberate, forced concentration. Sloane shrugged. Who knows? Like I said, I think it's time to move on. He might be just what I need now. Lucas threw down his spatula in disgust and marched over, dropping his disinterested pretense.
You've got to be kidding me. That guy?
I watched silently, fascinated. What is his motivation here? Sloane stared back, defiant. And what is wrong with Christopher?
Christopher?
He sighed, annoyed.
Please, he would bore you to death. Mr. Straight-Laced Accountant? That can't be the guy.
Sloane gaped at him. I never told you he was an accountant. Lucas looked away, holding his tongue. Her eyes glowed with anger. You researched my date?
Like you could honestly expect me not to,
he snapped back. He took a deep breath and continued calmly.
But I just did a surface check. No deep dive, I swear. Not that there's likely to be much to this guy.
Sure, okay, she retorted sarcastically. So, you're telling me you didn't follow us? He averted his eyes once again, lips pressed tight.
I never said that.
He took another deep breath.
But not for long, okay? The guy just made me nervous. He's not what you need.
And what do I need? Someone like you? Sloane hissed. I tried that, remember? Your brother was perfect, but now he's gone. She crossed her arms and looked away. Her voice got softer. And I can't do that again. Ever. He opened his mouth to retort, but held back, wary. He seemed unsure how to proceed. The great uber-cool Lucas, uncertain.